Hi everybody, this is Crypto Rich, working with you to get rich with crypto, filling our pockets, hopefully with Mynex Coin profits. In this video, I'm going to be interviewing the CEO of Mynex Systems, which is the company behind Mynex Coin and Mynex Pay. That's Boris Shulyev, and as well as Alexander Topalov, who is the COO. Now, before I introduce them, I want to let you know that this is not financial advice. Is this financial advice?
No.
Boris, do you want to move a little bit nearer the microphone so we can hear you and speak a bit louder? That this is not financial advice. Do your own due diligence. Do not throw all your Bitcoin into Mynex Coin. You want to invest no more than you're willing to lose. And all I'm doing in this video and all my other videos is sharing with you what I'm discovering as I travel along on the blockchain. Now, if you have any comments and questions, put them in the description below. I'm very involved in this project. I hold a fair number of MNX, and I've been covering it actively and keenly for over a year now. So I'll have my playlist at the end of this video. And if you want to know more, you can meet me in the MNX Coin Telegram group. All right. Well, good afternoon, Boris, and good afternoon, Alexander. Thank you so much for making yourselves available. Do you want to say a little bit about yourselves, introduce yourselves?
Necessary?
Well, hopefully we'll be getting new viewers.
We should do all other videos, interviews first as well.
Yes. So, well, I'll do the introductions. Like I said, so Boris in the, over here where it says Alexander on the screen, above that is actually Boris. And he's the CEO. And this is, and this is Alexander, who is the COO. And both of them have been on my channel before talking about Mynex Coin. Do one of you want to give us a brief introduction about Mynex Coin? Or shall I?
because if we will talk about all project, it will take a long time.
Too much time.
Okay, okay. But you are building a financial ecosystem. You have one product that is already working, which is the Mynex Bank. This is a trustless, interest-paying savings bank. And you don't put the coins in Mynex Bank. I have my coins in my wallet with my private keys, and I receive interest payments, which and the on a regular, on a daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, six-monthly, yearly basis. So that's one product. And the fees, the interest is paid from fees taken from the coins that are mined. So it is a proof of work coin. And then the other product that's in development, that has been in development, and we've had some challenges with that, is the Mynex Pay payment card. Pay with crypto instantly anywhere. And we're going to be finding out what's happening with that. Plus, what else is on the company's roadmap, and also the Rifters game. I don't have the website up and see how that is, right? So do you want to start by giving us a brief overview of the Mynex Pay card and where the project is at and what happened?
I have to know that the Mynex card is not the main project. We create a Mynex
Sorry, card. Boris, could you come a bit nearer the microphone, please?
Alexander will explain what place of Mynex Pay cards in our project. So Mynex card, it's not a main project. We create a Mynex wallet with
The main project of Mynex Systems is the Mynex wallet, and it should be used to hold your crypto, manage it, and Mynex Pay card is only an additional service to this wallet to be able to withdraw your crypto funds to fiat funds, convert and withdraw them to card, and be able to use your crypto funds as any fiat funds with any ordinary fiat card.
Great. Okay. Thank you for saying that. And I have to say that
it's one of option of Monex wallet. Second, it have to be done the merchant, so you can buy some cryptocurrencies by fiat with, using your cards, and some market also, and so on, so on, so on. First things, it's a wallet. Second is the cards to withdraw crypto funds to fiat. And the third one is merchant. Fourth one is market. So it's a pool.
It is a complete ecosystem.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Of these products.
Okay, Boris. No, thank you. And where we're at is with the Mynex Bank, and now the development of the card, and then will come the other aspects of the ecosystem.
Okay.
Yeah. And then what I personally am interested in is using my parked interest from MNX and spending that, being able to go shopping with them through the Mynex Pay card, just using my interest for that. So that's what I'm particularly interested in right now. Okay, so look, what's the Mynex Pay card got launched, was it in January? It got sent out, and I know I had mine.
In January.
Yeah, I had mine. I had the test, I was involved in the test, and then you sent some out as well, the first batch. And then something happened where that got stopped. Could you inform people and say why that got stopped and what's happening now?
There was some misunderstanding with UPay card, because in general those card program was a corporate payroll card program, and there were some complaints from some customers to the UPay, and they explained that card can't be used in such way.
Right.
As payroll,
yes. And that was not explained to us by our partner.
Okay.
So we thought that they are capable to provide us with this service, but it appeared that they are not capable to do so.
Okay, so that...
In general, they wanted to make... deeper due diligence the UPay card, and at the moment it's being conducted, and we think that there might be a chance that these cards will be resumed, but this chance is very little, very small, and we actually don't believe it. That's why we started looking for another partner who will be capable to provide us with new card program, and that will be operational for sure, that we will be that we will know for sure that this card program is in legal field, and that it cards under this card program can be issued to our customers. They shouldn't be our employees or somehow connected with our company other than just being a customers of our company.
Right.
So, and yes, and that these cards will be just personal cards of our customers. We will act only as a platform for ordering these cards, and also we will have the ability to connect these cards to our e-wallet, Mynex web wallet, and the customers will be able to withdraw fiat funds to these cards. As well, as you know, at the moment, all our customers can withdraw money to their personal cards, not issued under our card program.
They can connect to bank account.
Yes, or even to bank account. But it takes some time. For example, for their personal cards, funds are transferred up to... funds transfer takes up to 3 working days. Most of the transfers are made under 2 hours, but in some cases, with some banks, with some countries, it can take up to 3 business days. In case when all our customers will, or some of our customers will have cards issued under this card program, under our card program.
Means same.
Yes, same card program. All funds transfers will be conducted in a couple of seconds.
Wow. Okay. Now, that what you said there, Alexander, is very important. And it's something that I don't think MNX promote enough. So through the web wallet, I have linked a personal bank card to that web wallet. I've also linked my personal bank account. So I can send BTC to the web wallet, have it converted to fiat, and then have the money deposited in my own personal bank card or bank account. So I don't even need to have a special cryptocurrency backed card.
Yes.
Only if you want to make it faster.
Yes. Yes, but that's a real amazing service, and I think you should promote that as well. I think you keep too quiet about that, because otherwise, what I would need to do is take my Bitcoin, send it to an exchange in the UK, like blockchain.info or LBX, convert it to fiat, and then they transfer it. And that can take a couple of days. And there are limits on how much I can do. But with you, it's just a whole lot quicker and easier. So when will the facility to convert MNX in the web wallet into fiat and then send it to a bank account or a bank card, when will that be ready?
In general, this will be, as we designed it, it will be available, the service will be available for MNX only when we have a real demand for MNX. We suppose that it will occur when all the loyalty program for MNX will be ready. What I mean, we have 4 tariff plans for our e-wallet. At the moment, all withdrawals and all operations in e-wallet are conducted only through a standard plan. No other plans are available at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So in general, there is no benefit from holding MNX at the moment. I mean, no benefit as a part of loyalty system. What it means, if you are using a higher tariff plan for e-wallet, you need to lock some amount of MNX and you will benefit from it. For example, you will have lower withdrawal commission, withdrawal fees, or higher limits, or something else, etc. And even you can receive a zero conversion fee, zero withdrawal fee for a platinum tariff plan. For Infinity.
Right, okay, very good.
Yes.
And that's with you've got the Infinite and then the Platinum and then the Gold and then the Standard. And right now everybody's on the Standard until the whole system gets rolled out. And that includes signing, that includes the replacement card, the Minex Pay replacement card. Now, so can you let us know what is the status of that project to replace the current card?
Just a couple of days ago, we finally finished negotiations on the contract. We have made all amendments and signed the contract. It was this week on the Tuesday, I remember. We signed it on Monday and they signed it, our partner signed it on Tuesday. So at the moment, we are going to start implementing this new card program. And hopefully in 2 months, we will have new cards that will replace paused one, suspended card program from UPay card.
Mm-hmm.
And also we will be able, as a card program with UPay had only 1,000 cards for 1,000 first customers, This card program will from the start have a bigger amount of cards. We will announce later about that. So actually we will replace those UPay cards and we will send a rather big amount of new cards to additional quantity of customers, to additional number of customers.
Okay, okay. And why will it take 2 months, Alexander, to get the cards out?
Because this card program is, I don't know, it's good. We will need to integrate with it. In the UPay card, as you know, we had some issues, for example, for loading transactions history and displaying balances on cards of customers.
Right.
It was due to rather weak API. UPay card API. In this case, we have a full, very good API, which will allow us to manage all processes, all operations of this card program through API.
Okay, okay. And then what will happen to people who have ordered the card and haven't received it yet, and people who have ordered the card and got the first cards?
At first, we will replace cards for those who have received UPay cards and they are now suspended.
First, who was activated?
Yes, right. First will be those who received UPay card and have activated it. Then will be all others who received UPay card.
Then?
And only then who have paid and like other customers in queue who are waiting for their cards.
Who have paid but who have not received.
Right, okay, okay. And so we're looking, what is it? It's middle of April now, so we're looking middle of June, end of June.
It's like, yes, somewhat in June.
But this means that we will receive these cards to our office, but it doesn't mean that customers will receive in
right.
these 2 months.
We will start sending them in
yes.
June.
Okay.
We hope that we will start sending in June.
Yes. Okay. No, thank you. And for those watching who are waiting patiently for these cards, there could be delays because the cards have to be, I think they're manufactured somewhere in the southeast and they have to be pressed and checked and everything. And then the API and all that business and sent around the world several times over.
You know, it's not very easy process to integrate payment platform to crypto wallet.
Right.
It's not very easy. Not even only the technical issues. It's about laws and technical issues, laws issues. It's we have to. We have to agree the terms and conditions, politics, of course. So it's not so easy process. So
right.
2 months, it's a very small period to integrate payment platform to crypto web wallet.
Okay, very good. Thank you for saying that, Boris.
So, what I should add, these cards will be embossed with name of our company. Because as you remember, many customers have complained that there was some unknown name on the company, Kristalin is Dubnas.
Mm-hmm.
Some customers thought that it's the name of some person to which these cards were issued to. So in this card program, there will be embossed chain to pay. So
okay.
It's time because generic cards without name of the company, they can be issued like instant issue cards because they have no, you have nothing to emboss on them. If you need to emboss some information on the card, it also takes some time.
Okay, very good. And these cards, are they going to be MasterCard or Visa?
No, it's China.
It will be China Union Pay.
China Union Pay. And where can people use China Union Pay?
In general, at the moment, China Union Pay are accepted all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
But, for example, in Europe, not all ATMs can work with these cards. but there are more and more of the ATMs that can do that. What is
right now 80% of point of sales terminals can accept China Union Pay in Europe.
Right.
But, nearly 60% of ATMs can work with China Union Pay, and these numbers is growing up.
Okay. Okay, and can people from the United States apply for these cards?
At the moment, no, but they we have exclusion. At the moment, no, and on the start on the company, on the card program, no, but in in 2 months or so after the launch, these cards will be also available for USA citizens.
Okay.
It's some legal procedures, because if you are talking about USA, everything is more complex than for other countries.
Yes, one of these issues that we have to sign the agreement between us and the tax office and the US tax office.
Right.
That we will send all data about card holder to US tax office.
Right, okay.
That took a time.
Okay, all right, thank you for that. Thank you, Boris.
But what is good for this card program, for China Union Pay cards, they are have very good support at Asia Pacific region and also in Africa.
Even in India.
Yes, even in India, because China Union Pay has agreement with RuPay, RuPay, Indian payment system, and China Union Pay cards can be accepted nearly everywhere in India, in ATMs and post terminals of all major Indian banks.
Okay, very good. All right, thank you. And then, what are you doing to get a MasterCard or a Visa card?
At the moment, Visa and MasterCard set a rule that all operations with cryptocurrencies are treated as a high risk operations.
Mm-hmm.
They have a very large period for chargebacks in this regard.
Not only. That means that Visa and MasterCard looking for each one transaction which is connected to cryptocurrency with which is very in details.
Mm-hmm.
So it means that they ask for proof of funds and the very slow, very low limits without proof of funds and so on and so on and so on. So these rules, that's the cryptocurrency conversion from cryptocurrency, it's a high risk operations. So it means that the fees is too high in banks. So it means that everyone can ask about proof of funds. So without proof of funds, very low limits, and so and so and so and so. It's not only about chargeback period.
Right. Okay.
But China Union Pay.
Also, what I wanted to add, that for example, in case with MasterCard, you can't issue cards with one issuer to all jurisdictions in the world.
Right.
MasterCard can provide such, I don't know, maybe they can provide such ability, but in reality, we at the moment, we haven't heard for any solution that any issuer can provide you with such ability and can issue MasterCard cards to all jurisdictions in the world.
From one issuer.
Yes, the same is correct for Visa also. And China Union Pay can do that. One issuer can issue cards to any jurisdictions. It gives us advantages. Because, for example, to set a MasterCard program for customers from all over the world, you need to use at least, I think, two, but it's more like three MasterCard issuers.
Right.
And you need to make three integrations. You need to pay for three card programs. You need to agree on three contracts with different conditions, because they are different for EU region, for EEA region, for Asia Pacific region, and for example for US region.
Okay, all right, very good. Thank
you. That's why we decided to start with China Union Pay, and as we have rather big amount of customers from, for example, from India, from Pakistan, from African countries, we decided to start with China Union Pay and to cover all those regions and customers from all those regions.
Great. Okay. All right. Thank you.
In the future, we will. In the future, we will attract some issuers, regions issuers, in MasterCard. But it will be a little bit later. Right now, we have negotiations with two issuers from Africa region and from Europe region of about MasterCard, but right now we cannot say when we will allow to present this program to our customers.
Great. Okay then. All right. Thank you, Boris. And then the next thing, when the card rolls out, how are you going to let people know? What's the marketing? How are you going to spread the word about the cards, and when will you start doing that?
When we will have sent cards to our customer. Firstly, our customer, our
existing customers.
Existing customers have to receive these cards. After that, we will start marketing plan, marketing program to spread this card to all others. But I have to say that this marketing program costs not cheap.
No.
That's why that we plan to first to send cards to our customers. After that, we will collect datas, means KPIs, and we will looking for investors whom we will attract to grow this project to scale it.
Okay.
That's why that we plan to do that, but we cannot say right now when and how it will be.
Okay, great. All right, thank you. Thank you very much for that. So, moving on, what is going to happen with regards to the white paper and the roadmap? You used to have a white paper on the website. I understand it's being rewritten. When can we expect that? Or at the very least, some sort of guide about where the project is going to go.
Okay, regarding white paper, as I remember, I was talking about that some time ago in one of our previous interviews.
Mm-hmm.
There was an explanation that we, before issuing updated white paper, we decided to make it like scientifically validated. In order to provide some real proofs that will be understandable for anybody, and that will let customers to see that our vision is scientifically validated, and Minex Coin and Minex Coin, Minex Coin ecosystem in general has the ability to replace fiat currencies, or for at least be traded in parallel with fiat currencies. So become a means of payment.
Mm-hmm.
Regarding roadmap, in general, nothing has changed, but we need to conduct some marketing researches and to obtain some legal opinions on our future products, because as we see, for example, in case with DEX, the decentralized exchange, we started development, we made the technical part, and we understand that it's atomic swap. We have made it already, yes. And we see, we have seen that it has no use. It's useless. Customers don't need this solution. In order to proceed with development of our products, we need to be sure that they will be in demand,
right,
that customers will use them. We don't want to make such mistake again and spend money and time and efforts.
Promise to community.
Yes, and give some promises to community, and then be not capable to fulfill these promises, or to create a product that will be useless, but it will cost our time and money. So in general, roadmap is the same, but we need to conduct some researches, marketing researches, and obtain some data, some proofs for us at first, and then we will
be
That we can do these products, can create them, and that these products will be in demand. Then, when we have these proofs, when we can plan these works and give some roadmap, like with some details for customers, that will show when these products will be developed, when they will be released, I mean, and what they will look like. I mean, some details, some fees, some limits, some conditions, some useful information that customers will have some information that will let customers to imagine how these products will look like and how they will be able to use them.
Right, okay. And how long will that process take, where you're researching and looking?
First roadmap we will publish not longer than we will send the cards. So I think that it will take maybe months, maybe a little bit more.
Sure, okay. So before the cards arrive with you. Okay, that's the... And for those watching, this is not a definite, absolutely no kidding, because, you know, projects are at risk of being delayed. But what they're looking at is sometime in June. Okay, very good. They're moving on. What was the other thing? The game. Rifters. I know you've done a soft launch on the iOS, and
yes,
that's in Australia and New Zealand, or is it just Australia? Australia.
And Ukraine.
And how's that soft launch going?
What's the reason of soft launch?
To
soft launch, we can collect some data from the users, means KPIs, user acquisition cost firstly. Then we have the 30 retention details. So it means first day, second day, third day,
right,
so on. This means retention market, lifetime value, and so, and a lot of KPIs we have to collect. It's not about how it's going on. It's the question about soft launch. How is it very famous or not? Which very cool application or not? It's not soft launch, it's not about that.
Right. It's the value of the data.
We collect some data to present these data to investors to make successful world launch.
So, okay. Okay, very good.
I should say only that at soft launch we have agreement with some publisher. Maybe at Monday or Tuesday we will launch soft launch of the game or with buying traffic or you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Buying traffic to the game in US. We will open in US soft launch. So this publisher will promote
the game
in US, and we will collect during 1 month data from US market.
Wow. Okay. So Boris, that's the Monday, the 15th of April.
Yeah.
Wow.
That took me 3 or 4 days. It's a big, very big internet holding.
Yeah.
Turkey. It's one of the bigger internet holding, biggest internet holder, internet holding in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
They will publish that they have interesting about our application, and they want to collect these data to publish after soft launch. And I have to say that that the Apple is very interesting about our game and their want to promote this game on App Store.
Mm-hmm.
During first in early launch of this early worldwide launch. So it will cost free, but there for us. And why they do that? Because we used the engine.
Their engine.
We have customized their own engine and make it better, yeah, for sure. That's why that they're interesting. And they want to promote us as a user of their engine, AR engine.
Yeah. Wow.
So that's why we have
we are mailing with them every day.
Every day, 2-3 letters every day with
emails.
Apple, emails, yeah.
Yes.
With Apple, and that show us that the game is very interesting for big holdings, for big companies such as Apple and one of biggest mobile game publisher.
That's amazing. That's actually really amazing. And just so people know, let me just, I'm just going to share the screen and show you. I didn't get this ready. Let me do this now. This is omni.games. This is the game. This is an augmented reality game. I have played it, or my son has played it, on my wife's Android phone. And correct me if I'm wrong, the problem with the Android is you need lots of different versions because the Android isn't just one uniform platform like
not
with Apple.
But, as soft launch is only for iOS and the first global launch also will be only for iOS, it's too cost. It costs too much for us to optimize Android version.
Sure.
So we have one bill for Android and it's paused. Development of Android build is paused. No fixes are made.
Yeah. But right now, main for us is the Apple.
Right.
Apple devices.
And then that will bring money in, when you get in more investors, and then you can develop the Android device.
No, we will make Android version we will continue working on the Android version. It's not maybe in 1 or 1.5 months.
Right. Okay. All right. Thank you, Boris. Thank you for that clarification. And my son playing it on his on my wife's mobile. It doesn't work on my mobile, on my Android mobile. I've watched him as he's ducking and diving and moving about, shooting these monsters in the kitchen. All right. Then the other thing I wanted to ask you about the game is will MNX be integrated in the game in some way at some point?
Right now we cannot say about this for sure, because it will be it will depend of investors.
Right. Okay. And how is the investment round?
Okay. Look, if we will find some reasons, some really reasons to investors to connect to MinexCoin, if we will find that, we will show them this reason, and they will accept these reasons. So we will connect to MinexCoin, so for sure.
Okay, and how's it going with the investment round for the game?
Right now we can say that about more than 10 investment holdings are interesting about the games. But there, all of them ask for the KPIs and
right. Okay.
It's not about interesting. This question is not about interesting of the project. It's about how much and how big stake of shares they will ask. So it's about price of shares, and this question is about price of shares and a value of volume of investments.
Right. Okay. Okay. Very good. And of course, they need the KPIs. They need the data so they can work out, is it going to be worth our while to invest in this? Very good. All right. Well, I don't think I have anything else. Is there, because you are coming back again onto the channel at some point, right, in the next few months or so, just to let you know, I've written it into the smart contract for MinexCoin. Anything else you want to let us know before we finish up?
Yes, we have something to say.
There is such thing. Yesterday, we made a soft fork. Thanks to one of our community members, mm-hmm. Rakemis,
uh-huh.
We identified a vulnerability in code of the MinexCoin. That was a vulnerability of double spend, and it was fixed. It was made by a soft fork, and the code is
published the new code with this issue on GitHub.
So everybody can review it. And at the moment, Linux and macOS version of updated Qt wallets are already made. They will be published like these days. And we are finishing development of updating of Windows Qt wallet. And we are changing our nodes. And after that, we will ask all our community members who have our notes also to make the necessary changes to them.
Okay.
It's not hard fork, it's soft fork. It's not necessary to update nodes, but it's most likely.
Right. Okay. So you'll let us know. And by a node, that can also include a Qt wallet, which I have on my computer. So you'll let us know when and I'm on a Mac, that when I can update my wallet and download.
Yes. Okay, for sure.
There will be a post.
For sure, we'll
great.
We'll update this to community.
Okay, and the new wallet, is it going to be different in any way with new shiny features?
It's just a question about nodes and connections to nodes.
Right, okay. All right, very good. All right, and then one thing I want to say, Boris and Alexander, I know, Boris, every week or every 2 weeks, you're coming into the Telegram group to answer questions, to do AMA.
Every week,
yes, you're coming into the Telegram group.
Every Thursday, I'm in Arma on Telegram group.
Yes, very good, very good. And I think that's making a difference, because people can get their questions answered, you know, and be in communication with you. So thank you very much for that. And for everybody else who's watching, if you have any comments, questions, put them in the description below. If you fancy meeting with me, you can do so inside the MNX Telegram group, but really only to talk about MNX. And please subscribe, hit the notification bell, do your own due diligence, do check out MNX. I think it is a project that does hold promise, but that's my opinion. You need to check it out for yourself. And thank you very, very much, Boris, and thank you, Alexander. I look forward to speaking to you again, both. And between now and when I see you all next, please keep filling your pockets with crypto profits. This is Crypto Boris and Crypto Rich and Crypto Alexander signing out. All the best. Bye-bye.